This is ABC English Levels and Valentine here. Get to know more about us and our courses on our website abc-englishlevels.com. Those who are preparing for any official exams should try our new interactive courses from A1 to C1 level, as they cover all necessary topics, grammar and vocabulary, test your pronunciation and practice your listening, reading and writing skills. A native teacher will lead you throughout all lessons. We will support you answering your questions via email, in writing or audio forms, or podcasts. Don't miss our free demo on our eLive English page. Well, we continue talking about speaking part 1 of the FC exam, and in today's lesson you will learn what typical questions the examiner asks and how to answer them. Also, you'll know the useful vocabulary on one of the most common topics for part 1 of the speaking test and a helpful tip. Let's start. Apart from the opening, where are you from and do you work or study, you can be asked about your hobbies, friends, family, your plans for future and many other things. Let's see what questions you can expect about your leisure time. Well, hobbies and free time activities. Here we are. Is there a sport or another activity you enjoy doing? If you could learn a new skill, what would it be? Do you like reading? Have you seen an interesting film recently? Have you ever tried any unusual activity? Would you rather stay in or go out? How often do you work out in your free time? How has the way we spend our free time changed in recent years? How do you think your free time will change when you have kids? From the previous lesson, you already know that it's necessary to pay attention to grammar structures in the examiner's questions, as well as avoid too short responses. The best way is to give one or two details. To understand how it works, you can think of a couple of additional questions for each examiner's question. I give additional questions in parentheses for the questions above. This technique is a rule of thumb for journalists who write an article. Let it be the rule for you too. It's really helpful. What, who, when, why, how, and some other question words will help you to do the task better. How does it work? Let's see. Examiner. Have you seen an interesting film recently? Tell me about it. First of all, mind grammar. Remember, it's present perfect simple here. And implied questions could be what film, when you watched it, who with, what it is about, and did you like it? Your reply. Yes, I have. It was, give the name of a film, which I saw at the cinema last week. My girlfriend invited me. It's a love story, which I find too schmaltzy. So frankly saying, I didn't enjoy it very much. So what we do here? Instead of saying just, yes, I have, for the question, have you seen any interesting film? You develop your answer. You give the name of the film. Then you answer when and where you watched it. You say at the cinema last week. Then you say who with your girlfriend who invited you. Then you say what it is about. It's a love story. And you comment on if you liked it or not. So, this is it. For your information, schmaltzy means excessively sentimental, sugary. You can always use some interesting words to describe a book or a film that you read or saw. one of these adjectives that can be used widely, threadbare, dull, boring, intriguing, thought-provoking, and many others. By the way, threadbare means something overused so that it's not convincing anymore. Mind as well that we watch films on TV but see them at the cinema. In case you haven't watched any films recently, your answer could be, well, I haven't recently watched any interesting films as I've been too busy with my studies, but I would like to enjoy an action movie or whodunit. I'm fond of these genres. For your information, whodunit means a detective story. It's a contracted form of who has done it. Who has done it? Whodunit. If you pronounce it quickly, you've got this whodunit. As you see, the idea is going a bit further than just yes and no answers by giving brief comments. A tip. If you want to say something but realize you don't know enough words for this, make up another thing within your vocabulary limits. That is to say, adapt what you say to your vocab. Don't worry if it's a fib. Remember that children and fools tell the truth. Nobody cares really. What they want from you in the exam is to see your speaking skills. So go ahead, feel free and speak. If you aren't sure how to describe windsurfing, which you really practice, for example, describe another activity, swimming for instance. Though you can't swim at all, but you know the words to talk about it. Got it? For your information, fib means an unimportant lie, fiction. The proverb, children and fools tell the truth, means that sometimes it is beneficial to tell a small lie, and only children and fools are not aware of this. There is always some useful vocabulary for any topic, and let's see what phrases we can use for this one. Free time activities, sport and hobbies. Some words and phrases can help to make a favorable impression on your examiner. So let's consider some of them. By the way, work words are in my 8th podcast. So remember to listen to it again if you need. And now let's find useful vocabulary to describe your leisure time. Talking about our activities, we can mention when we do them, our preference, our likes and dislikes. We can give some characteristics of these activities. We can also express our wishes and we use some common phrases with go, do and play, for example. So to say when you do this activity and describe your routine as well, we can say on weekdays, at weekends, during the week, on a free day, on holidays, during a sabbatical year or a year off. Sabbatical year is a year when you don't work or study. Your preference could be expressed by means of the expressions like, I would rather do something than do something else. I would rather go swimming than stay in. Also, you can say it with prefer. I prefer doing something or I prefer to do something. Both variants are correct. Your likes. You can express your attitude to anything in a positive way, saying like, I'm fond of something. I'm keen on something. I'm interested in something. I'm into doing something. Remember the gerund form after these expressions. Your dislikes go well with the phrases like I dislike, I hate, I can't stand, I can't bear, and some others. We can give characteristics to the activities that we do, and something good could be expressed with the following words: enjoyable, healthy, relaxing, extreme, extreme. Well, I want you to say dangerous, but not here. Cheap, fun, challenging, and rewarding. And on the negative side, it could be dangerous. Yes, here, dangerous, expensive, tedious, monotonous, dull, and boring. Instead of saying start doing something, you can say take up some activity. You also can say give it a go or have a go, which means to try something. Remember that we use go, do, and play differently according to the activities that we mention. We use go with activities ending in ing, like swimming, surfing, running, shopping, etc. We do exercises, activities, and individual sport like archery, yoga, karate, judo, etc. And we play games, individual or team sports, it doesn't matter. We play hockey, we play football, we play chess and volleyball, etc. You also can describe your wishes. If you want something very, very much, instead of saying, I want it very, very much, you can say, I'm eager to do something new. I have a hankering to go somewhere. I can't wait to try something. I'm looking forward to doing something. Here, remember the gerund. I'm looking forward to doing something. So, how we can apply these phrases? Let's see. We normally work or study on weekdays and have rest at weekends. During the week, we would rather relax at home than go out and hang out with our friends. Some activities can be enjoyable and challenging, while others cheap and healthy or relaxing. For any of these reasons, we are into something, we are fond of something, we are keen on something, we are interested in doing a certain activity. When we take up a new activity, we start doing it. We may take risks, that is, do something despite possible negative consequences. Often, we must have a go. Or in other words, try something to have a clue. To have a clue means to be able to understand, to deal with something. Never played chess or handball? Give it a go. If you have a hankering to go windsurfing or do archery or yoga, why not try it? We may never become sports stars, but we'll have something to say about it. We sometimes wish the things were different from what they are, and we can think, if I had more spare time, more money, less work, I would definitely travel more because... And here, everybody gives their own explanation. Remember that for imaginary situations, we use the second conditional. This is it for today. In the next lesson, we'll learn to talk about other topics that can appear in an exam. Thank you for listening. I really hope that you like it and it was useful for you. Follow us, learn with fun, and take care. This was ABC English Levels and Valentine. Good luck!